good one. I thought our freshmen played well today, and Isaiah and Jordan Sessions. I thought they did a really nice job for us today, and we did what we needed to do. You know, we got to win home games. I thought the first half we were really sluggish. I thought, but for whatever reason, and that caught me off guard a little bit. But we look back, you know, our defense really picked up in the second half. I don't have the stat sheet in front of us, but I think we held them under 30% shooting in the second half, and we really, really started to play a lot better in the second half and kind of opened up the lead. So RJ made some shots. I thought probably one of his best games of the year all around. You know, not only did he make the shots, just his passing, and thought he played well today. So good team win. We got to come back and get ourselves ready for Saturday and then get off this weekend and go to the next weekend.
Questions for Coach?
Yeah, Coach. Despite the first half, you said you guys were a little sluggish, but it seemed like you guys are really focused considering these next couple of games that are really important. You guys look pretty well rounded. Did you think so as well?
Yeah, you know what? It's this time of year. You know, one thing I've been fighting with this team from day one is all we talked about is getting back that championship game. We were playing for the conference tournament in November. And our guys have already been there. You know, we know that in this league you got to win the conference tournament, and so we're peaking at the right time in that regards. And so that's the thing. Now all of a sudden you're at this time of year, they smell it. They know it's a few weeks away. Trying to turn on right now, defensively, offensively. I thought today offensively was one of our better days that we've had in a while. And but again, this team is we're poised for the conference tournament. Seeding doesn't mean anything to us. We just want to get to that tournament. That's the most important thing to us right now is getting to that tournament.
Defensively, you usually played a man-to-man, but I saw you throw some zone in there in the first half. Is that something intentional, something you're trying to incorporate into your defensive sets? Is we're going to see more of that over the next few games, the zone defense?
Well, we play zone. We play a matchup. That's what we do. And really, we kind of switch it out a lot. I mean, what we're doing now is really no different than what we've done before. It's just based on who we play. We match up a little bit more. They got more shooters on the floor, so we stay matched up with them a little bit more. But again, I thought we did a really nice job of really taking away their three-point shooting. They were 4-17. And again, we hold a 29% shooting. I think, what is that, the fourth or fifth game in a row? Fifth game in a row that we've had a team under 30%. So this team defensively can really, really turn it on. And that's what I really like. And that's why I can't wait to get to the tournament. Because your defense, you can travel with that. We don't have to make shots to go in. Our defense can win games for us.
What were you trying to do specifically defensively against them? It seemed like, I mean, obviously you forced a lot of turnovers, but I'm sure it was...
Yeah, the whole thing was to make them shoot challenge jumps. They are really, really good in transition. They are really good. They came in here winning two games in a row. They've averaged about 83 points a game coming in here with those two wins. And so we wanted to take away their transition and get them in the half court and make them execute. And, you know, they play some freshmen, so sometimes a freshman can, you know, they'll play like freshmen at times. But I wanted to make sure that we got back and got set. When our defense is set, it doesn't matter who we play. It's really, really good.
Discuss Marcus Kreider's performance tonight.
I thought it was really, the first half, again, he was really sluggish. He had been playing really well. And then, boy, he turned it on in the second half. I don't know what he had. I think he had 7 in the first half and ended up with 21 points. I think maybe a career high for him. Mm-hmm. But, again, Marcus Kreider's playing really well, especially in the absence of Ryan Harrell. You needed that other guy to come up and score. And Marcus has been able to give it that. Especially, you know, when we get points in the paint like that, that's just a pretty good deal.
Did they double RJ the first time as much as they did tonight?
Everybody doubles RJ, triples RJ, switch, boxing one, triangle two. RJ's seen a little bit of everything, but he's kind of, you know, he's used to that. They got smaller guards, so with his length, he was able to kind of shoot over. And he just did a really, really nice job of slowing down today and getting his footwork and getting back to the fundamentals of shooting in a show today.
Also, too, I mean, when they were drawing, he was able to, I mean, they had assists, but like his tie is career high.
I've said it before, and I'll continue to say that, you know, people, he's labeled as a guy who can make jump shots, and I think the best part of his game is that his vision and his passing. He has great vision, and he's a great passer. And so, and it's been displayed. I think right now he's got his all-time career in assists in the season. And so he's just a guy that can, you know, he can score, but again, he makes other guys around him better. And that's what a good player is supposed to do, make the other guys around you better.
Did taking the early lead kind of allow you guys to play your kind of game or kind of force things in there?
No, that's just how we've been playing. You know, we've been relying on our defense, and we want the game kind of played the way it's played. You know, we will run when we need to. But we want to lock you down in that half court. We want to make things difficult for you. And, you know, the tempo is played the way we want it to play at time.
It seems like later in the season, Isaiah has been getting more minutes. Do you think he looks way more comfortable in the offense than he did earlier?
Yeah, there's no question about it. You know, and that comes with just being able to get on the floor. You know, with Ryan being hurt, it's opened up some playing time for him, and he's taking full advantage of it. and playing well. The most important thing he did today is he stepped up and made all his free throws, you know, which has been a weakness of his. So I'm really proud of Isaiah. He's really, really coming on. I mean, again, he had a career today also. But he's getting better. Jordan Sessions is another guy. Again, 11 points, another career out, 11 and 5. I mean, you know, those are two young guys that are the future of our program that are going to be really, really good players.
Regarding limiting transition offense for them, was that, I mean, part of it obviously not turning the ball over, but how do you, I mean, was it more a concerted effort to get back? Or?
Well, our defense is so good, no matter who we play, we talk about transition defense. Because if you can't score points in transition and you can't score on a free throw, we know it's going to be very difficult for you to score in half court. Although they got to the line 31 times, which is way, way, way too many times. But again, if you look at transition offense, they really, I don't know how many baskets they got in transition, but we wanted to really take that away from them.